بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم کے کمالات اصلیہ. ارشاد حضرات صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم کے اصلی کمالات یہ ہے کہ ان کو حق تعالیٰ اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی غایت درجہ محبت تھی. اخلاص اور توحید میں کامل تھے. خدا کے سوا کسی سے ان کو خوف و تمہ نہ تھا. کسی کام میں نفسانیت نہ تھی. عبادت میں کسی وقت غفلت نہ ہوتی تھی. نہ زراعت اسے مانی تھی نہ تجارت. حضرت غوث اعظم رحمہ اللہ نے فرمایا ہے کہ حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ اور عمر بن عبد العزیز میں اتنا فرق ہے کہ حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ کے گورے کے ناک میں جو گرد بیٹھ کر جم گئی ہو وہ ہزار عمر بن عبد العزیز جیسوں سے افضل ہے. کیوں؟ اس واسطے کہ عمر بن عبد العزیز رحمہ اللہ وہ آنکھیں کہاں سے لائیں گے جن سے حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ نے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو دیکھا ہے, اور زمانہ کہاں سے لائیں گے جس میں وہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ رہے اور حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس اٹھے بیٹھے. صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم کے کمالات اصلیہ. ارشاد حضرات صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم کے اصلی کمالات یہ ہیں کہ ان کو حق تعالیٰ اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی غایت درجہ محبت تھی. اخلاص اور توحید میں کامل تھے. خدا کے سوا کسی سے ان کو خوف و طمع نہ تھا. کسی کام میں نفسانیت نہ تھی. عبادت میں کسی وقت غفلت نہ ہوتی تھی. نہ زراعت اس سے مانی تھی نہ تجارت. حضرت غوث اعظم رحمہ اللہ نے فرمایا ہے کہ حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ اور عمر بن عبد العزیز میں اتنا فرق ہے کہ حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہم کے گورے کی ناک میں جو گرد بیٹھ کر جم گئی ہو وہ ہزار عمر بن عبد العزیز رحمہ اللہ جیسو سے افضل ہے. کیوں؟ اس واسطے کہ عمر بن عبد العزیز رحمہ اللہ وہ آنکھیں کہاں سے لائیں گے جن سے حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ نے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو دیکھا ہے, اور زمانہ کہاں سے لائیں گے جس میں وہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ رہے اور حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس اٹھے بیٹھے.
Perfection, excellence of your deen is proportionate to the respect that you show to your deeni elders. In worldly and material physical matters, you want barakat and you want progress, then is subject to you showing respect to your material elders, physical, biological. Show them respect, kindness in their life, and after they have left, then proportionately Allah Ta'ala grants you barakat in your material, worldly affairs. So in your dini matters, then the respect that you would show to your dini elders. And one thing I add from my side is also those that are worked or those that are striving for deen, provided they are striving the right cause. You may be in the madrasa, you may be jamaat people. You may be in the madrasa, they may be people in the khanqa, they may be people in the tasneef, right? So do we show them respect? So proportionate to the respect that we show to these people here will be the perfection of your deen, the excellence of your deen. The respect and honor must be both shown and within the heart. It mustn't be that we are showing some respect and consideration because of the presence, but in the absence we don't have it. In our minds we don't have the respect, we don't have that level of regards for them mentally. So it must be both mental and shown as well. Normally people show a lot of regards for their mashayikh. Well, we don't say, but more Tami Sahib had come to Deoband once, and he addressed the students in the day of the Sheikh ul Hind rahmatullahi, it means 100 years ago, right? So he complained that you don't show respect to your elders. So yeah, we show respect. See, as the Sheikh ul Hind rahmatullahi, we show respect. So he says, see, he's a universally accepted saintly person, muhaddis, sheikh and everything, right? But what about your junior ustads, or those ustads that are not so well recognized? Someone is recognized and someone is not so well publicized, not so well known, not so popular, not so. You show that. So they had no answer for that. So people that are working in other departments, but provided they are working for the right cause. If you want excellence, progress in your deen, then you have to show it. You like it, you don't like it, you have to show it. However, if you didn't, up to now, then make a istighfar for the past, make a niyat that you will show. So the elementary things, when you are with them, show them respects. Respects, like in anything, you will prefer them, in a suggestion, in a mashwara, you will prefer them, right? In the absence, you are making a full-hearted dua for them. In the presence, you are showing them some regards. In the absence, you are making full-hearted dua. So in that, what will happen? Two things will happen. One is, when you are praying for them, then you will get a share of the good work that they are doing. Right? Because you are praying for them, you are taking, showing a lot of regards for them. So the good work that they are doing, then you get a share in that. I imagine you are making dua for the Jamaat people, the elders, seniors and the juniors. You're making dua for them, right? Strengthen them, support them, take care of them and their families, right? Give them acceptance in their work, right? So at any given time, without exaggeration, there may be at least 5 or 10,000 Jamaats running around the world, right? But now, what a good investment this is. Your heart is good for them, you're making dua for them, in their absence and in their presence, you're showing them some regards. And the least I say, that you should join them, right? At least 1 day, 2 days. If that is not possible, then at least sit for some programs. If they are in your area, you're joining them for the gersh, right? Or the taaleem that takes place in the masjid. Some way you are joining up with them. So they feel some type of support. They feel motivated that you're joining up in some program or the other. Then you can manage it and offer some da'wat. It's not much, no tea, breakfast, something. So now, how well that person, that Jamaat feels, you know, this whole year is nice to be with them. They're so understanding, and it's so easy to work with them, and how nice to be here. So you're giving them a full-hearted support. So this must be not only confined and restricted to the Jamaat, but to all people that are serving Deen in their different departments, provided it's true what they're working. It's a true cause that they're working. It's not a confused cause, it's not a wrong cause, it's not a cause that is not approved by all of our seniors. Now, the greatest of all in this whole series are the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum, because eventually they are the mantle of Hidayat. Now, why are they the mantle of Hidayat? Because Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum, based their jazbah, kahan se layenge? The spirit that they had, where are you going to bring that spirit? See, this Sahabi Irbad ibn Sariya, right? And the words go, وَأَذَنَا مُوْئِذَةً بَلِيغًا, right? فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ كَأَنَّهَا مُوْئِذَةٌ مُوَدِّعٍ. فَعِزْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Right. So that's the hadith of Ibad ibn Sariya. But now, look at his jazba, the spirit, right? So when they talk about him, then they say, هُوَ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَتُوكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَلُّ وَأَعْيُنُ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَدِينَ. There was some rated from those Sahaba Kiram. They proceeding to Tabuk and they don't have the convenience. So Tabuk should be at least about 300-400 kilometers. So you can't travel by foot. Uhud is about 5 kilometers from Medina Munawara. You can't go by foot, right? And Badr also is about 70-80 kilometers. That also sometimes you can manage, right? But now, this journey, and when it's peak summer in Arabia, 45-50 degrees, so that will be very difficult. They came here, and لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ, you can provide them with some mounts, right? And Nabi Sallam says, لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلِيَ, I don't have the mounts. But then what was their response? Their response was, تَوَلُّ وَعَيُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. And they returned with their eyes streaming with tears. That's the, see, that's what Allah wants to see. What is your jazba? One is now, imagine one person comes just to make himself present at the time. And there is something, I don't have them. So then in his mind, he's rejoicing and celebrating, well, I'm in the good books, right? And I've saved myself from the difficulty of this expedition. That is one. And here is this person here. تَوَلَّوْ وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. Can you imagine now what spirit they had? Well, that spirit, where will you bring it? So, now you ask, what's the difference between Sahaba Kiram and the rest of the Ummah, right? So the first thing it explains, their muhabbat, their love for Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam excelled over everything, over their own lives as well. One is wealth, one is friends, one is family. But that muhabbat that they had excelled over everything, including their own lives. You can imagine now what was the level of love they had. So, in any matter, they give preference to what Allah Ta'ala or His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to say. There is a hadith about a person going for a proposal, right? Now, perhaps he doesn't come from the same social standing, right? If he doesn't come from the same social standing, then the people are reluctant to give the daughter. But the girl knows that this man has been sent by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So she came out of the veil and she says to the parents, if you know what's good for you, just go for it. See that? Forget your social ranking and status, what your respect is going to be. When this man has been sent by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then not to accept it, then there's a great, great problem for you. Great secret for you. So, when he came to the Sunnah, or came to the works of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his life, his mission, his way, his mannerism, not only himself, but everything of his, then you gave it the preference over everything. Then, in so doing, they weren't afraid of any type of negative criticism. Lomat alai, see the second thing that he mentioned. One is they gave preference to everything, right? Even in their business practices, right? So business is so lucrative, you just do this small adjustment and so much you will get. Now, on the other hand, you're seeing that when Allah Pak and the Rasulullah person, they won't be happy with this. So even if I make the money, to us maal mein kya barkat hogi, kya khubi hogi. Allah Pak is not happy, His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not happy, so what will be the good in that wealth? Okay. Like now, you did up your home very well, right? And you did up for who? For your wife, right? Someone is very dear, did very well. But she's not happy. Then what do you say? I spent the millions, but I don't think it was worth it. Because she's not happy yet. So, what is the good of that wealth if Allah Pak is not happy? Well, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not happy. Is there any good? You got the quantity, right? But is it somewhere near to quantity, to quality? You got the quantity, is it anywhere near that? Nowhere near that. Because he's not happy with this. So that was the difference between the Sahaba Kiram and us. In any small thing, big thing, right? Like as though they were, not that better word, but as though they were mesmerized by the Sunnah. So they couldn't see anything else but the Sunnah. It was like a they couldn't think of anything. There was like a spell over them, the spell of the Sunnah over them, so they can't see anything. I imagine this morning, last night, that Wahab radiyallahu came just to Medina Munawwara, right? For the first time. And he heard that they want to Uhud. Hey, what's the good of my goats and all that? Then he parked here, went straight to him. And he went straight, new Muslim, straight away. One sight at the beautiful countenance. And he just changed the person. And now he's going so bravely, just defending himself. This side, that end, this end, that end. Until Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'm pleased with you. So when you receive that endorsement now, then he jumped into the thick until he was not in. Nabi Sallam himself lowered his grave, lowered his body and said, I'm pleased with you. Can you see the spirit? The spirit doesn't come to that. So it's the goodness of your heart. I was doing namaz now. So I'm thinking, you know, there's so many favors that we enjoy and we don't consider it. Or maybe we're not involved in the wrong, right? Looking at wrong porn or whatever, right? But now, did you look at it from this perspective, that you're not looking at porn, you're not admiring boys with girlish faces, etc. But you have a track record, right? You did some things, right? When you were 13, 14, 15, well, I cannot say you're totally innocent, did something. Then, in all that, who was the one that blocked you and didn't expose you? Right? Then at times, perhaps, you were fantasizing about someone, boy or a girl, right? Fantasizing. And then, who blocked you again? Then did you look at the sattariyat of Allah Ta'ala? Let's see how Allah Ta'ala covered me. And am I not ashamed of what I'm doing? So, when you looking at the favor of Allah Ta'ala, the favor of Allah Ta'ala that He blocked you, you feel ashamed. But He did so much for me. And there's no words I can thank you for. There isn't a word. You've done so much you've done. So that must be, so in that, to understand, we don't have to take our minds in the wrong thoughts. Yeah, this person did this, I did that. Don't deliberately drive your thoughts to the wrong thoughts. Why? See, we've been speaking about akhlaq, right? And akhlaq refers to the inner self. Get the thing right. Now, why is there the emphasis on the inner self? So understand the philosophy, right? If that inner self is corrected, right, corrected. From every dimension, every perspective, it is corrected. Now, that heart of yours has got the potential to connect with Allah. Otherwise, in a broader sense, it means that you're calling the king to your house, right? And it is first in your heart, and as though at the entrance you've got dung there, number two, suri right beside here, and who you call? You call the king. Now, will the king come to such a place? Feel disgusted. So the heart is that place where you are inviting Allah Ta'ala. Inviting Allah Ta'ala, right? That's a reception. That's the heart is a reception. So that reception has to be perfect. So deliberately don't let your mind float around, roam around wrong thoughts. Even if you're reminiscing the past, whatever, but school has happened here. So there can be two types of wrong thoughts. One is what happened really, right? What actually happened, right? And you're reminiscing it. And one is you're aspiring, right? And the third one is useless discussions in your mind, right? There's thoughts and there's discussions, but it's all layan, right? Now you want Allah Ta'ala to come to your, to accept your reception, right? Your reception, and He must accept that, right? But now that's the state of the reception. Is it fair for you to ask, to call Allah Ta'ala? So at any given time, that reception must be perfect. No flaw. So that is why the hadith says, Tuba liman kana fi sahifatihi istighfar kaseer. That person, his book of deeds, has got a lot of istighfar, right? Then compliments to him. See the compliments, right? Because now he's cleaning it up again. Again he's cleaning, again he's washing, again he's cleaning, again he's washing. So now he's making his heart at a state, at a level where he can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He got the potential, he got the capacity for that. So this was the second thing in the Sahaba Kiram. One is yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna, right? The number two is la yakhafuna fillah lawmata la'im. Give an explanation to both, right? Then number three is this, that for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, it means for the sake of deen, وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ, right? مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهُ. What do you mean? For the sake of deen, right? So and then I just elucidate it a little bit, right? So the deeni service is at two levels, right? Two basic levels. One level is the preservation. That's the primary preservation. That is, you trying to preserve it in its pure form. Whatever it is, but you want it to be in the right form. To every level, akhlaq, right? Zahir, right? Verbal, right? You want it to be correct. So that's preservation. Even the recitation, I think this word here, I haven't got it right. So let's go to the Qari Sahib and find out this word, I haven't got it right. Otherwise, Allah Pak won't like it. See how it will be viewed, right? You're trying to correct yourself on the outer dimension and the inner dimension, you're correcting yourself. See? So, in the struggle for deen, there'll be two types of efforts. One is to preserve in the pure form. In the preservation plan, there'll be several things. One is get the right information. Information what you got is right. Number two is get the right application. And I got the information, and how do I apply it, right? Number two, right? Number three is that you got the right, now have you got the spirit of that? Namaz now, you got the word right, you got the application right, but the true spirit of namaz, if you got that right, and now That is why this takes precedence over propagation. Because if this is not right, then what will happen to the propagation? Can the propagation be right if the preservation wasn't right? So that is why in the Jama'ah they say, we came out to learn. So now, that word is important. We came out to learn. Right? So when you came out to learn, then your frame of mind will be different. Right? Your frame of mind will be like this. There are certain deficiencies, and therefore I've come out. So the Shaitan will put some thought, but then why are you propagating? Why are you preaching? So the answer is simple. Ramadan time you can make it out, right? You are reciting the Quran Sharif to someone, making dua, right? Why are you reciting? You're reciting it to make it perfect, to correct it, right? So you're talking about it, why? To get the perfection of deen. You're going again, you're talking about it repeatedly, why? Talking about it in order to get the perfection. Not only the words, on all levels, application, spirit, you're speaking about it repeatedly to get the perfection right. So if it's perfect, then obviously the message that's going to go out will also be right. But if that's not right, then many a times we become an embarrassment for other people. A person will say, well, see Muslims, how they behave. Won't they say that? How they conduct themselves, how they behave. So, how do we behave? In matters that are maybe secondary, matters that are primary, then are we giving the correct message? Passing on the right message. Many a times, more than the outer, the inner is required. Not more important, but is a need. There's a need to get the inner self. As a dear, to report from the Sami Sahib Rahmatullahi, that Hasan Basri Rahmatullahi, his one murid is Habib Ajami, right? He became a very great saint. Until now he's in the silsila of the soul, right? Habib Ajami. Now, Habib Ajami was like this. He was involved big way in interest, right? Very big way. So, if you're supposed to be paying me, right? And that you couldn't meet up with an installment, then Habib will go to the house. Or if you can't meet up with the installment, the food that he's cooking, give me the entire food. See that? So he was so fierce in his interest, in his usually last cent. It so happened that the darkness overwhelmed so much, I was going, and the children saw him. Children are saying, "Hey, let's move out from here. Let not the darkness of Habib affect you." See that? Anyway, he was struck. He went to Hasan Basri Rahmatullahi and made sincere tawbah. So all that money that he had taken, returned all that. Now when he's coming back, those same children, they say, "Hey, come near him. This man is a man of Noor. Some of his blessings may touch you." But you see how much, there's two things. One is tawbah and accepting of your wrong. Confess. That confession is the first step in the program of istighfar, confess. Allah Pak likes that. Even if there's 1% of the possibility of you wrong, maybe he's wrong, but there's a possibility 1% I'm wrong. So then rather you be the wrong person. Don't say it's just 1% possibility, so just rule it off. So because of the 1% possibility, you still say I'm wrong. You're talking about some of the Anbiya, La Halimun Allahum Munib, right? What does the meaning of Allah? I was looking at the meaning. What is Allah? Kasrat se istighfar karne wale. Every now and then, ask Allah's forgiveness, Allah's forgiveness, ask for forgiveness, cry on your own. So kasrat se. So that as though this is one of the requirement of acceptance. Now this, can you see what was his life? And now what sincere tawbah he's made, right? Can you see that? Now that's where the tasawwuf comes in. That, see, that you don't despise anybody. You hate the person for the wrong, right? But despising the person is something else. You hate him for the wrong that he's doing, but you don't despise. Despise means, in the terms of the tasawwuf, don't count yourself to be superior to him. Now, the superiority will be in two regards, right? One is, you are Hafiz, he's not Hafiz, right? So in that regards, you are superior, so that's not pride. One is, you are so strong, and this is a child, right? The nipper, nothing. I'm stronger than him, right? So, in those things that are apparent, then you don't have to say, no, I'm weak, I can't do anything, can't say that. Don't have to say that. I'm not Hafiz. But they want someone for doing the Tarawih in Namaz. No, me, I'm nothing. So who perform the Namaz? Would there be anybody to perform the Namaz? Yeah. Imagine now, you're on a plane, right? And one patient for a cardiac attack, right? There's a heart specialist there, that me, fakir, I don't understand. Would that be right for the person? Alright, I may not be the best, but I can be of service for this person. You see that? So one is that regard. One is now, you consider yourself to be superior in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. That you can't do it. That's what they say. You don't despise the person. In other words, you despise him for the wrong that he's doing. But you don't think yourself, consider yourself to be superior to him. You see now, I just read the incident of Habib, right? So what he was, and what he turned out to be, like a world class, what he was, what? So if someone despised him, thought himself to be superior, would it be right for him? I despise him, right, for what he's doing. But I can't say that I'm superior, because I don't know what will be the next. Umar is leaving the home with the worst, most sinister intentions. And he comes back, the second best person in the world, world class. But if someone despised him, thinking himself to be superior, then he would have lost out. So at any time, you don't consider yourself to be superior. لا تزكوا أنفسكم. Don't count yourself to be pious. Who are they? Allah knows. What's the ranking and who's where? The ranking Allah knows. You just remain your place. Become the halimun Allah istighfar. So now we're talking about the Sahaba Kiram and what was the reason for them excelling at this time. So I showed now that in everything they give the first preference to Allah. And it was like natural. So they didn't find it difficult. To do that wasn't a difficult thing. And you get a lot of people nowadays asking, right? We bought this property, but here there is a tenant who's selling liquor now. What do we do? Or you respect them that they got that concern, right? But now, we can't let that go also. The business is so lucrative, you know. To let go is also difficult for them. So they are in a quandary. Sahaba Ikram was different. To hell with this thing. Just immediately, to hell. Finish. I don't need this. See, when I explained that Khalid's story, and silken rugs, right? And he just shifted it. Can you see that spirit there? So that's the reason why they take preference. And that's why I say the beauty of your deen, the progress and the excellence is subject to respecting and showing regards to these people. Right? In this must understand, then the Sahaba Kiram were the closest to Rasulullah Paksa. When they were the closest friend. Then after the Sahaba Kiram, right, the Tabi'in were the closest to the Sahaba, right? Then the Tabi Tabi'in were closest to the Tabi'in, right? So now, we look at our elders in the same light. They were closest to the elders, and so forth, and then it reached up to the Sahaba Kiram. So at no time do we think that we are at the same level of our elders. Because they have seen more senior people, right? And their senior have seen even more senior. Maybe in some masala, I've got a difference of opinion. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't make me superior. He may have something that I don't have. When I don't have that, then how can I count myself as superior to them? You see this whole thing here. Tahkisi ki tahkir na karna. How it works here. So that was the third thing in the Sahaba Kiram, radiyallahu anhu. And we have to see teach the hadith, right? So this we have inherited from Shaykh al-Islam, Sayyid Ahmad Badri Ahmad Ali. So when you are talking Hattasana Funan Falan, and as you come to the name of Sahabi and Abi Hurairah, right, radiyallahu anhu, so you say radiyallahu anhum, anhu wa anhum. See, radiyallahu anhu wa anhum. So you're making dua not only for the Sahaba, but the whole chain. Right till they reach up to Rasulullah Paksan, the whole chain, until it reached you. So aren't you getting the blessing from all? So when you're making dua for the next person, right, the next person also will make some dua for you, whether he's dead or alive, but he understands that you are blessing him. So won't he bless you? You are blessing him some way. So you're getting the blessing from this whole chain, you're getting. But you see, this whole deen revolves around this consideration, respect, muhabbat, love. That's the spirit. And that spirit, the Sahaba Kiram had it strongest. I just told you about Irbad ibn Sariya, Tawallu wa Ayunum, Tafidu min al-Dam. Can you see them? Qulta la ajidu ma ahmilukum ali. I don't have the mounts to offer you. Right? But I see the spirit that came up with it. Now, wo jazba kahan se laye? Can you see that? Alright, now, that was the second thing. Third thing was the statement of Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali. See, our people, our ulama, the most distinct thing in our ulama was that a lot of respect. And to, in my understanding, that's why they excelled. The respect was too high. Among the leading muhaddiseen at our time, Brother Gangohi Sabr Ahmad Qadi, leading. You can't find a person at that level. So this Okab and Lami, all that, is his notes, is his bayans, right? So, one student was so amazed with this explanation of the hadith, right? So amazed, so affected. He said, in that state of amazement, he says, had Imam Shafi Ahmad been alive today, he would have followed you. Once scolded him. So what do you say? If Imam Shafi Rahmatullah to be alive today, right, then we would have found the need to follow him. And then he gave two explanations. He says, one is this. He says, see, now these Imams aren't alive. When they aren't alive, then you're going by their statements, right? Right? Then we find this statement to be better, so we're going on that, right? But had they been alive, right, then we would refer to them personally. Because one is mujtahid hay, and one is mujtahid mayyit, right? A mujtahid, Imam Shafi is a mujtahid. And he's alive, right? When he's alive, then we'll refer to him directly. Right? And we've got a problem with asking that this is our misunderstanding. So at that time that the mujtahid is alive, that we'll refer to him directly. Then we won't go by the statement of the mujtahid that is passed on. You see that? Then it's like this now, for example, see. One person has got eyes, right? You can see. Does he need any support? He doesn't need a support. He can walk. He can maneuver, right? The other person doesn't have a support. He doesn't have eyes. So he has to have a stick to guide him, right? He'll touch here, touch there, going the right way, going the wrong way. Right? Are both the persons walking the same or different? Now, he requires that additional thing to see that he's on the right. And he doesn't know. And this person knows exactly. But the person that is seeing and blind, Amma and Basir, can they be identical? He's got a guide, guiding stick he's got. But can he be like the person that's got eyes? Can he be? So the Sahaba Kiram, the Mustahideen, the people that had eyes. Now we got the sticks, right? If we got the stick, can we be anywhere near them? Now see how, what respect this person showed. And I feel strongly it's because of the respect that they show to all the Muhaddiseen, Mustahideen, Imams. That's why they accept. Other reason, but I feel strongly it's about the level of respect they show in the absence and in the presence. That's why they will shout you. If you don't say radiyallahu anhu, right? You're speaking about them, then you say Imam. Don't say Shafi. No. You say that Imam. Imam Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullah. So you use those words to show that respect. Don't just use those names. So we've seen our elders, this is. So when they had so much of respect and love for them, then can they, would these people be disunited? They can't be disunited. Then the love is so much, muhabbat and regard is such. Now you see a good Shafi Qari Sahib as a you perform the namaz. Won't it happen? He'll be doing Amin Bil Jahr. He'll be saying Bismillah aloud, but we'll insist that he must do the namaz. Won't he say that? Yeah. See that? Yes. Now that respect is the thing, respect and muhabbat, that's the thing that cements it. It's not the beauty of your explanation. We have brought all everything to the explanation. It's not the beauty of the expression, it's the respect and the muhabbat that he showed. Anyway, we talk of Habib Ajami Rahmatullahi. Hazrat is reporting from Hazrat Muhammad Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi. Hazrat Basri Rahmatullahi, he is counted amongst us Sayyidul Tabi'i, the head of all the Tabi'i. Can you imagine now what a person he must be? So, at night, he was just perhaps coming back home en route, and he saw Habib Ajami performing namaz. So now, in the old days, the homes were quite simple. How the homes used to be like? You see, this is the home, and there's a porch outside. So in the summers, you would perform the namaz in the porch, just to be more cool. You see, when Zakaria now, you believe that side. It's supposed to be cool and relaxed. So Habib Ajami was in namaz on the outside. Right. So Hasan Basri Rahmatullahi joined him, right? And then after some time say to Ajami, he said, Ajami can't be crossing. Right? So he broke away, came back home. Now in his dream he sees Allah Ta'ala. He's asking Allah Ta'ala, Hazari is talking from the Mutani Sahib, right? He's asking Allah, which is the way to come close to you? So the answer was to Sunli Khalfa Habib al Ajami. Read prayer again. See, so what I'm showing here that you're going to work on the outer, but at times the inner becomes much more important. Because all the emphasis is only on the outer, get it right. And the inner self that is being totally neglected. When there's a total neglect, then isn't there an imbalance? And because of the imbalance, we're saying, now work on this one here. You got the outer side, the outer dimension. What about the inner? Are you working with that? And I showed you how to work with that, get the akhlaq right. And in the akhlaq I showed you, even you guard your thoughts. Right? Don't let your, that word you used was, nigahdash. You say, the nigahdash, to guard your thoughts. So, deliberately you won't allow your thoughts to revolve around wrong things. In your mind you're making ghibat of him. You are, in your mind you have malice for this person. In your mind you are fantasizing about someone, right? So you won't deliberately allow your mind to roam around Ishtabah. Now, the natural reason, because you're inviting Allah Ta'ala, right? The heart now is the reception. So who you inviting Allah Ta'ala. So the reception has to be very well. Imagine the Imam of the Haram should come here, right? So can we leave this place like this? Quickly we'll fix it up. Even though it's not filth, right? But it's not in order. If the Imam of the Haram is coming here, right? What do we do? So because of the grandeur of the person, we have to sort this thing out. Because we're inviting Allah Ta'ala to be in our hearts, to be in our minds, right? So he'll come, if you are sorted out, you are right, then you'll get the connection. And that has to be the akhlaq, see. Get that right. That's now, I showed you yesterday, that's the rukr, you know, like namaz. You've got things that will enhance, and things that are obligatory, like ruku, sajda is obligatory, right? Enhancing Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, dua, etc., that will be enhancing. But what is the actual thing? What is the obligatory thing? So get that. Get this akhlaq right. Then you see how quickly the connection goes. See? Understand?
Arif har waqt haq ta'ala ko musli haqiqi janta hai, apne upar nazar nahi.
Mr. Vansi, yeah. Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani, yeah. So he says, when he was asked about what's the difference between Umar ibn Abdul Aziz and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. See, I'm sure you, the dimensions of respect, you have to keep respecting all people that came and were responsible to pass down deen to you. Right? Like it was even your great grandfather, and maybe some things are wrong, like gambling or something. But if someone talks about it, then will you appreciate that? Like, the GVP is dead and gone now. Don't touch that topic. Won't you say that? So, here it was, even if it was wrong, you don't want the person to show disregards. Here it was 100% right. Then what regards you need to show, right? So now he's asking what's the difference between Umar ibn Abdul Aziz and Muawiyah. So, the Sayyidina Qadir Jilani says that thousands of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz can't make up one Muawiyah. What was the reason? The reason was, where are you going to bring those eyes that saw Rasulullah? Where are you going to bring those moments that he was in the company of the beast person? Right? Where are you going to bring that ears where he had heard directly from the beast person? So that takes a person, escalates the person to a different level altogether. So therefore it says, that even the dust of the hoof of the animal that Muawiyah rode, right, that can't equal up to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Can you see that? So the rating proportionate to the ranking. See, rating proportionate to the maqam. Understand? So that's the distinct thing in our silsila. Lots of respect. Muhabbat and respect. But both outwardly and from within the heart. Not just an outward expression of respect and muhabbat. Outwardly and from within the heart.
Arif har waqt haq ta'ala ko musli haqiqi janta hai, apne upar nazar nahi karta. Irshad, Arif apni taraf se kabhi nafa pahunchane ka qasd nahi karta, نہ اصلاح خلق کا خیال دل میں لاتا ہے، کیونکہ اس کو اپنی حقیقت معلوم ہے. وہ جانتا ہے کہ بھلا میں اور کسی کو نفع پہنچاؤ یا میں کسی کی اصلاح کروں، عظمت حق جب دل پر غالب آتی ہے تو یہ سب خیالات پاش پاش ہو جاتے ہیں.
So one is an abid, one is an arif. The difference, right? So how to understand the difference between abid and arif? So one person came to it, Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he's complaining that I'm so sick now that I can't get my namazes in the haram. I'm deprived of the blessings of the haram because of my condition, right? Allah made dua and sent him away. Then he said, agar ye arif hota, to is tarah se usko qalq nahi hota. Had he been an arif, then he wouldn't have been so disturbed, right? You feel a little bit of a difference, but you wouldn't have been so disturbed. Then he gave the reason. Says, the reason is, like the haram is the means of the proximity of Allah Ta'ala, then in the state of sickness also, when you are down and out, right, weak, down, handicapped, right, but your heart is there in the haram, that is also a way to reach Allah Ta'ala. You see that? So now that's the difference between an abid and an arif. Because the arif, his nazar, his sight and his glance is in Allah Ta'ala all the time. Right? When his sight and his nazar is in Allah Ta'ala, then he can't see the goodness of himself. Right? He can't see, because the light, the grandeur, the splendor of Allah Ta'ala is overwhelming. When it's overwhelming, then he can't see himself. Like now, imagine now, someone got a small torch, very dim, right? And now he's shining it at the sun. He's boasting and comparing his light with the sun. So when he sees that sun, he feels ashamed. Put this in your mind. I can't compare myself. Right? So when he's seeing the splendor of Allah Ta'ala, you're seeing it overwhelming. So when you're seeing it overwhelming, then even if you're giving a bayan, right, then you're not giving that bayan that you want to benefit people, no. That you must provide and you must pass on benefit. There too you're seeing Allah Ta'ala, His guidance is coming down. Right? It's His guidance. It's not mine. I'm just the conduit, right? I'm just the conduit, but it is the guidance of Allah Ta'ala that's guided Allah Ta'ala, that's guided mankind. Like one chap boasting of itself, hey, see how much me, I'm life, you know. Me, I'm the life. And the reservoir shut down then, where's your life? Right. So the other chap, that has got some recognition, right? It's got recognition, you see, I'm just a conduit here. The reservoir is the actual. Reservoir is passing it. I'm just, see that. As the Sheikh Saadi said in a different language, the same thing. This all comes under Wahdatul Wujud, right? They talk about it in Tasawwuf, but it's called Wahdatul Wujud. A pure thing is Shirk, but it's Tawheed. For me, it's Tawheed. Like, see, you're seeing the overwhelming presence, grandeur, hidayat of Allah Ta'ala, and you're seeing nothing of yourself, then isn't that a very powerful state of Tawheed? Right? You didn't understand them, and then you say it's shirk. So the same thing, Sheikh Saadi, he explains it, but in different language, same, the lesson is the same, but the wordings are different. He says that I went to one of the baths. You know? So the baths in those days were not such where you could see any person's parda. It's covered. So it's a cubicle, but you're bathing in that cubicle and coming out. So you're concealed, right? So now he went there, and now it says sauna bath, and you got special types of soaps, etc. You rub yourself and you clean yourself and come out. Now, as he's rubbing himself and he sees the fragrance that is emanating, right? Rubbing, fragrance. Rubbing again, this fragrance is coming out. Rubbing again, and you can see some fragrance. So, he's speaking to the soap. تو خاکی یا امبری کہ بو ہے دل آویز ہے تو مستم رائٹ دیٹ یور کیپچرنگ کیپٹیویٹنگ فریگرنس از ریئلی ریئلی کنفاؤنڈڈ یور کیپٹیویٹنگ فریگرنس is that confounded you? What are you? Are you umber? Are you musk? To mishki ya abiri? What are you? See. So he's having a bath and he's teaching us what? Wahdatul wujud. But he's showing us also the paths. What he's showing us? How to get there. He says, man khakam ki hastam. What? Man khakam ki hastam. I'm still there. The sand cloth, right? Sand cloth. Because that day, the cloth of sand, and they would infuse the umber into it. But it's infused, as you're rubbing, that fragrance will come out, right? So, he says, you see, I'm just sand, right? I'm just sand. But for a long, long period, I remained in the company of umber and musk. Can you see? What naman? Khakam ki hastam. He's showing that the beauty is not mine. This beauty is a reflected beauty. It's not my personal beauty, excellence. See. So, that wahdatul wujud. When he sees that grandeur, the beauty, and he compares it to himself, hey, I'm just a lump of filth. Nothing but filth. So that beauty, the excellence, is just from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, if a lover wants, in a minuscule of a second, he can just switch it off. Do you find yourself anywhere? مَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ If Allah switches off that light, then do you have any light of guidance? Any light, any hope, finish. So now they, iman is such, it's an overwhelming spirit of the presence of Allah ta'ala. It's overwhelming, and that's why they speak in that language. I am nothing. It is just the beauty, excellence, and the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, I am nothing. See that conduit of the tap, right? Allah Ta'ala.